Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Doug's running around the house like with a medical procedure going on.
Somebody call the ambulance.
And there he is. All right, so head on over to DougStephan.com and you will see today's poll, which is what, Sir Ken Kessler?
Today's poll is the first GOP debate is coming up Thursday. Are you planning to watch? Yes, I can't wait. Huh. I'll probably watch at least part of it. I might, depending what else is on. I doubt it. I'm already sick of the presidential race.
Are you?
No.
Oh.
No.
No,
I can't wait.
Yesterday's poll was about the month of August. What's your favorite thing about August?
It sounds like you have a tissue up your nose.
I do. Thank you,
Jennifer. I know. I heard you yell that you had a nosebleed. But it really does sound.
And she's laughing because I have a nosebleed.
What's going on with you and your nosebleeds?
I have had.
Because this is what it's like. Napoleon, right?
Did it really?
No,
it would sound like if it was like this. That's the other side of this. But it just, I mean, it's. All right. As a matter of fact, it's, I plugged it, but it's still leaking. So.
Okay. Why don't you go lay down? Tilt your head.
No, I'm not going to lay down, but I'm going to fix it. Hold on.
You guys keep talking.
Just cut your nose off, Doug. Who needs it anyway? Smell is overrated.
All right.
I'm popping popcorn at my house already. I am so psyched for this debate, you guys.
We need another round of political bracketology.
Yes. Okay, so if you missed it, yesterday there was some very not well publicized event on CNN, and all the candidates except for three were there. And so what we've been doing is brackets. So far, just to recap what's happened so far on the show, Chris Christie squared off against Carly Fiorina, and I can't believe it. We all unanimously picked Chris Christie.
Meaning we played a sound from each one of them from last night's forum, and we voted on which one we thought did the best job.
Right. And this is not based on who we
liked. Soundbite.
Right, because if we, based on who we liked, we would have voted for Fiorina. It was based on the soundbite. And then Kasich squared off against Bush. We all voted for Bush. Now, in the previous hour, Rich, before you got here, we had Walker against Santorum. And you know what? I was voting with my heart for Walker. I actually changed my vote to Santorum because he talked about giving tax credits for education, which was a pretty good thing. All right, so.
Let's go to the bottom of the bucket here. You ready?
I was going to take Jindal against Perry. That's who I'd like.
Okay. That's not bottom of the bucket. I was going to say Pataki against Lindsey Graham. But that, quite honestly, who cares?
Who cares? Let's go with Jindal and Perry.
We'll do Rick Perry against Bobby Jindal. And here is Rick Perry.
Well, the real issue for us in this country today is what's happening all across our great land, and that is the cost that illegal immigration is having on this state. And until we get that border secure, it's not going to stop. It's like a serious wound. You want to staunch the flow, and that's not what's happening in this country now. For 30 years, we've heard people talk about, well, if we'll deal with this immigration, this illegal immigration issue, if we'll reform it, then we'll secure the border. And now we're in plus 30 years of that. The American people don't trust Washington, D.C. to deal with this issue of immigration reform until we secure the border.
All right. You want to staunch the flow.
You know, it's another politician saying Washington is broken and I'm going to fix it.
Yeah, but you know, in immigration, I believe Rick Perry because he actually sent the National Guard to the border. Okay, so
it's
still kind of
pomp and circumstance. All right, let's hear what Bobby Jindal says.
We've got a bunch of map deniers in D.C. in both parties. We do need to shrink the size of the federal government. This election is very simple. Do you measure prosperity in the government sector or the real world. Hillary Clinton measures it in the government sector. We measure it in the real world. It is also important that we get rid of this permanent political class in D.C. We absolutely need term limits. We have these politicians that go and live there and becomes a career. They become highly paid lobbyists. Not only do we need term limits, we need to stop them from being lobbyists, make them live under the same rules they passed for the rest of us. They all loved Obamacare until their exemption was taken away. Then they didn't like it so much.
All right. Jindal it is for
Jindal
me, Kenny.
Jindal knocks out Rick Perry.
Yeah, what that's a think? Shock for me, but yeah, Bobby Jindal.
You know, it's funny
and that
because
38 seconds.
Right.
Yeah, Jindal.
That's all this is about. That's
yeah, it's just the 38th. Okay, so here's the deal. I actually got to meet Jindal and Perry the same day and watch them give speeches, and that's where I developed my Rick Perry crush. He is a very, his speaking style is very systematic. He uses a teleprompter. I think the media killed him when he forgot the three branches of government, so now he doesn't leave much to chance. Bobby Jindal gets in front of a crowd. He gave a speech for 40 minutes without a teleprompter. He's very well-spoken. You wouldn't expect it. I mean, you know, you see him on the news, and it's like, okay, nothing much. But in person,
no, I like
he's really, really good.
Isn't that
so, all
something?
Right, Jindal.
You talking about me?
Yeah. Go back. Tilt your head back.
Jindal. Hey, Doug.
We just Jindal knocked
out
Rick Perry.
Except Jindal said he wants term limits.
Yeah, I saw that. The Doug Steffen way of fixing the problems in the world from that same playbook. 6 years for Congress, no rerunning. 6 years for a Senate, no rerunning. 6 years for president. No, that's it. You're done. No campaigning for the same office again. That has to come about as a result of our revolution. What else did Jindal say, though, other than that? Okay, so that's a shot in the dark. What else does he have to say that's practical, intelligent, appealing as a candidate? I don't see. I've never.
Well, that's not what this game
appeal.
Is. This game is we're taking sound clips from their appearance last night and just based on those short clips, we're deciding who wins.
And so far, what's really interesting here is that everybody that I think we would have thought we would have picked has lost.
Right,
I mean, so far, Christie knocked out Fiorina, Bush knocks out Kasich, Santorum knocked out Walker, and Jindal knocked out Perry.
Yeah.
Crazy, right? But it just shows you the power of being on that stage.
Yeah. All right, so let's spend a little time talking about the power of something else, the power of perfect looks. If you want perfection, look at Jennifer. Go to DougSteffen.com, look at her face, and you see how wonderful it is that a human being can look. And that's because she's been eating and drinking, pasting Genucel on her face for years and years and years.
It's got my name in it. So.
Yes, Genucel.
Right.
Came from a plant.
My cousin Genuflect.
Really? All right, so seriously, though, Genucel is a product that is real therapy for bags, puffiness, lines around your eyes, and now with a platinum dark cell treatment, it's a powerful ally in the all-natural treatment of what your eyes especially look like, but the rest of your face as well. In this circumstance, if you have dark circles around your eyes, you'll want to call 800-543-9262. Call right now, and they will throw in at Chamonix not only the Genucel you're ordering, but the platinum dark cell treatment that is the we have, you have to put makeup on after you get rid of the dark circles. This treats and gets your face looking flawless. Or is it flawlessly? Maybe it's flawlessly. Anyway, you get my point. 800-543-9262. You get a luxury gift when you mention Doug Steffen. You get a platinum dark cell treatment. You get Genucel. Wow, what a deal. 800-543-9262. It's a crazy summer sale. Won't be around forever. Take advantage and see, more importantly, how wonderfully well you'll look after you use the Genucel treatments. 800-543-9262.
Other restrictions apply. See site for program and Visa prepaid card details. All personal loans are made by WebBank, a Utah chartered industrial bank. Member FDIC, equal opportunity lender.
Hey guys, it's Andy Dean here. As a radio host turned entrepreneur, I've seen firsthand how cash really is king. So instead of getting high interest rate credit cards, I turned to Prosper.com. Prosper's online marketplace connects people who need money with those who want to invest. Invest in you. You can use Prosper to borrow up to $35,000 in as few as 5 days. With Prosper.com, you can borrow money for just about anything you want. You can pay off high rate credit cards, cards, fix up the house, even plan a vacation. Anything you want, it's your money. Prosper.com is a better way to get the cash you need at a low interest rate. To check your low rate instantly, without affecting your good credit, go to Prosper.com/rate. And now for a limited time, listeners to this station get a $50 Visa gift card with your low interest rate loan. So for up to $35,000 in your account in as few as 5 days and a $50 Visa gift card, go to Prosper.com/rate. That's Prosper.com/rate.
How much longer until the KIDSs are back in SCHOOL?
Just a few more weeks. But you know what you can do now?
What? I'll do anything.
Take them to Kmart and Spirit for back-to-school items like backpacks, supplies, and apparel. That way, when school starts, they'll be ready to go. They're even giving away surprise points that we can use online or in-store until August 5th. But don't wait that long. Go now!
Oh, okay, okay. Keys.
Amount of points awarded based on membership status and other factors. See ShopYourWay.com for details.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed all 50 states and unless number 3030.
18 after the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, Kenny Kessler. The quote of the day versus the thought of the day. Thought of the day comes from Billy Bob Thornton, who turned 60 today. If you love somebody, let them know every day. So, and I mean that from the bottom of my heart to the person that I love in a romantic sense, to the people like Jennifer, whom I love, Richie, whom I love, Kenny, whom I love. Why not tell the people that you care about that you care about them? What is so wrong? What's so difficult for some people to do that? I never understood.
As opposed to Sting, who says, if you love somebody, set them free. Free, free, set them free.
Yes, right. The quote of the day, these shootings have got to stop. Amy Schumer talking on gun control. She is a relative of
second cousin
of Chuck Schumer, and spoke about the shooting during the screening of her movie Trainwreck, which I actually had forgotten about. What is it with the shootings in these theaters? The movies are bad, I know, but geez, all of that stuff. Oof.
Too soon.
Yeah.
Too soon?
Yeah.
Too soon.
Another month, maybe.
What happens in a month?
People forget.
Yeah.
Something else. Awkward. Something else horrible will happen.
Let me break the awkwardness.
Our video of the day today, this will break the awkwardness, comes from the folks at Birds on Safari in Florida. Features Princess Yellowfeather, who's a parrot that was boarding at their facility. The bird loves to sing the hit Everything is Awesome from the Lego movie. Here it is.
Everything is awesome! Everything is cool and the party! Everything is awesome! When the wind is free!
This is a...
Sings like you, Doug.
This is a... You know what I was thinking? I was thinking about that dog that we had, that video from the dog that was singing between. Remember the? It was a couple of weeks ago. We had this video of the day, the dog that was singing with the two guys in the car. Do you remember that? This sounded a little bit like that, too. All right, but the audio is fun, yes, but the video is much more compelling. So check out the video of the day at DougSteffen.com. A lot of things are in question today. We've talked a lot about these presidential candidates. Do you know that I'm a dinner jacket is trying to get back into Iran?
I saw that.
Did you see that?
Really?
Yeah.
Well,
he was he's a whack job right winger. I mean, really right wing. And these people that are in charge now, if you can imagine, they think that the people in charge of Iran now are moderates. And this guy wants to come back in and put them out of business. 21 after on Good Day.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. But once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out, as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The only reason you don't like this is because Al Gore uses it.
The only reason I don't like it is because it's god-awful music.
Oh, don't be a hater.
And the fact that Al Gore shows it just shows what a numbskull he is.
Exactly, there you go. So this is number one song from this week in 1996, but I have not finished telling the story yet, so you would be wise. Now keep playing the song.
I threw the record in the air and shot it. It's in pieces. I can't play it anymore.
You know, this is not, what do they call it when you throw the shot up in the air, those clay discs?
Yep. Skeet.
Is that skeet? Yep. Yeah, right. The idea behind Macarena was to give your body happiness. Number one this week, the Macarena. This is the Macarena.
The Macarena.
Los Del Rio. Anyway, it had been number one for 14 weeks, Richie. Dancers, so you are not correct. It was very popular song.
Oh, no. Hey, listen, I'll be the first guy to tell you. I'm not the one who says which songs make it to number one. That's
no, you're
sure.
Not. It's a probably
a good
one.
All
right, so this is a remake of a pop song. Number one during this week in 1997 by Puff Daddy and Faith Evans.
Right.
I'll be missing you. Crank this up, Richard.
It's the Police.
Yes,
the
Police did it first.
Word.
Oh, is there a message here for
pay my landlord?
Yeah, this was for Notorious B.I.G. has gotten killed.
Right. All right, so that's why they did this, and it went to number one in the pop charts. Interesting. Listen to some of the words.
Know you in heaven, smiling down, watching us while we pray for you. Every day we pray for you, till the day we meet again. in my heart is where I keep the frame. Memories give me the strength I need to proceed, the strength I need to believe. My thoughts big, I just can't define. Wish I could turn back in time.
So at the risk of being completely politically incorrect here, wasn't the Notorious B.I.G. a bad guy?
No, well, he and Tupac had a thing, but they both ended up dead, so who's the bad guy?
Well, what was there? What were they involved in? What was going on?
Gangs.
It was gangs.
It was East Coast, West Coast.
East Coast, West Coast.
Rap.
Rap so Puff Daddy wanted to acknowledge Big, but not Tupac. He didn't like Tupac.
Right. P. Diddy or Puff at that time, Puff Daddy, was a friend. He was the mentee of Biggie Smalls. And so when Biggie died, this was actually done with his girlfriend, Faith Evans, much to the chagrin of his wife, Lil' Kim.
Okay.
Or maybe it was vice versa. I think he was married to Faith Evans. And
that's This Week in Rap History on Doug Stephan's Good Day.
Okay, next. Brandy and Monica, number one, This Week, 1998.
Still like Biggie better, by the way.
The Boy Is Mine, Brandy and Monica, number one, This Week, 1998. Yeah, let's have the story here, Jen.
Brandy and Monica, they were both very popular at the time, both doing the same kind of music, both the same age, and I think they kind of had a little feud going, but then this song was done to show that they were friends, if I remember right.
Okay. All right, so animosity in music.
Yeah.
Imagine that.
And it's funny because Brandy, both of them just sort of disappeared. I think Brandy was probably the bigger star, but her brother is Ray J, who did the sex tape with Kim Kardashian.
Oh, now I know who you're talking about.
All I know is Brandy's a fine girl. Such a fine girl. What a good wife she would be.
She would be a good wife.
Yeah.
Christina Aguilera, number one during This Week in 1999. Genie in a Bottle was the tune.
Jennifer Holmes, This Is Your Life. The music.
It really is.
Yeah.
Well, here, we might as well finish it off for you.
In Sync.
Yeah.
Number one during This Week in 2000 with It's Gonna Be Me.
I know how to make it happen.
You do, Richie. It's good to be 28 after on Good Day.
This is Dr. Chambers on call, keeping you healthy without the dreaded copay. Doctors have long known that erectile dysfunction, which means things aren't working down there when you want them to, can be the early indicator of blocked blood vessels. Now, a new analysis reports that men 40 or older who have ED should be screened for diabetes, as they run twice the risk of having undiagnosed diabetes. Here's the thing. If you're having ED problems, the first thing your doctor should work out is the problem physical or not. If the problem is physical, ask why. Screen for diabetes and look for other risk factors like smoking that cause blocked blood vessels. Of course, there are many reasons that things down there may not be working when you want. Relationship issues, anyone? Even for guys. Work-related stress and on and on. Bottom line, a 2-minute visit followed by a prescription for Viagra or Cialis is not the solution for ED. Demand more. You deserve it. This is Dr. Chambers on Call. You can follow me on my website, drchambersoncall.com.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
Like the taste of fresh apples? Try an Angry Orchard Hard Cider. At Angry Orchard, we believe in tradition. That's why we use apples from a 100-year-old orchard. It takes 2 apples to make each bottle of Angry Orchard. So raise a glass to a time when apples were best served in a pint glass. Angry Orchard, when you're looking for something a little different. Crisp, refreshing, and not too sweet. Just like me. Angry Orchard Hard Cider. Branch out.
Angry Orchard Cider Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. On Placing a Silver Dollar in a Book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves. With the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get. Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
This is a good day program with Jennifer Horn, Mitch McFadden, Kenny Kessler. If you're an asylum seeker, you'll understand the focus on this story from the New York Times reporting that China has asked the United States government to kindly return a big-time Chinese businessman who has come to our country to flee his native country. His name is Ling Wansheng.
So he came here for free, is what they were saying.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, I get it.
I am so funny.
She made a funny joke.
So funny.
I get it now.
I am hysterical.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Oh, well. Next story.
Please return. anyway, he's wanted by the Chinese government as part of a corruption investigation. It's not clear how long he's been here. Been living in America, staying in a multi-million dollar mountain home that he bought from a pro basketball player. Over there, government defectors I guess in America, speaking of like people like Edward Snowden here, right? Same thing. We want to get our hands on Snowden. They want to get their hands on Ling Wang Cheng.
I don't know how China thinks that we're going to do them any favors. Why are we going to return this guy?
I don't think we are going to
return him. They hack into all of our stuff
every single
week. Terrible. Give me a break. I'm not giving you back anything.
Yeah. Officials won't say whether or not he has applied for asylum. It would be awkward for the U.S.-China relationship, supposedly.
What relationship?
Exactly. Thanks to hacking accusations and the things like they're trying to mine the South China Sea. What?
I said, why don't you just hack in and go get him yourself?
Okay. Anybody see if they were going to put that Hitchbot back together again, the robot? Did I hear something that they're trying to put him back together?
Poor little Hitchbot. Philadelphia, you should be ashamed of yourself killing Hitchbot.
Yeah, they loved him.
Did you see the video of the guy smashing it?
He's a jerk.
I'm going to run him over. All right. Our trending box at DougStefan.com. Move it down a little from Philadelphia to Baltimore. Yesterday, you heard us talking about the record number of murders in Baltimore not being investigated. 43 in the last month. The police are not doing anything. The police are basically doing nothing still in Baltimore.
Well, there's a little bit of the mayor in there, too, not letting them. There's some kind of situation where witnesses to crimes are not being questioned because they're afraid of them being endangered. And so
they ride in the van? I think they'd be afraid of that, too.
Exactly right.
Yeah. Okay. Focus at DougStefan.com on that GOP, it wasn't a debate, it was just a presentation, and they all were taking shots at the Democrats rather than each other. I wonder if that'll be the trend on Thursday night on the Fox debate, whether they'll be nicey-nicey to each other, but Trump wasn't there last night. He'll be there on Thursday.
And this is more about answering questions, though. Just
what you'd expect from C-SPAN?
There was a forum.
You would not expect C-SPAN to get into a wrestling match. That's not what they do. It's not what they're about. It's about information, period, end of story. And they did a good job with it. The Senate is going to tackle a cybersecurity bill before they go home on a much-needed month-long vacation. The boys and girls in the Senate and the House have been working so hard the day and the night, sweating and toiling, so they need a month off.
Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays.
Yeah, right, exactly.
They don't work Mondays and Fridays.
From 10 until 4. Or maybe at night if they haven't got anything to do for dinner.
That place rolls.
Yeah, it's going 24
from
hours.
6 o'clock in the morning till 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock at night.
That's right. Their staffs are very busy.
Yeah. Their staffs are very
exactly. Well, they're out drinking martinis.
Exactly.
Let's look at history. Shall we have a little history in review?
Sure.
On this date in 1977, President James Carter signed a measure establishing the Department of Energy. Thanks a lot, Jimmy.
Yeah,
Department
Jimmy.
Of Energy. 1987.
They got a busy week going.
Federal Communications Commission voted 4-0 to rescind the Fairness Doctrine, ruling that it violated the First Amendment of broadcasters, First Amendment rights for broadcasters. The set of obligations known as the Fairness Doctrine was adopted to promote robust discussion of controversial issues, but it didn't have that effect. It had a quelching or ruining effect, in fact. And there were a lot of people that were worried in the last few years. I mean, it made for good political conversation and a lot of rabble-rousing talk shows. They're going to bring back the Fairness Doctrine. It'll put us all out of business. No, you morons. Not if you got something to say, we can put you out of business. But the Fairness Doctrine had no place constitutionally in America and should have long before that been doused. And I was surprised the FCC did. It should have been done by a fiat from the Supreme Court. Anyway, it's gone and not to be brought back again, even though you may hear people say, oh, they're going to bring the Fairness Doctrine back. No, they aren't. In 2007 on this date, listen to this now. A couple of different dates from a couple of different years. Well, it's on the same day. First part of the story goes back to 2007. Second part, 2011. You'll remember, perhaps, and if you aren't, I'm going to remind you that NASA launched the Phoenix Mars Lander robot. It went up there to dig in the dirt and to send information back on what it found. Remember the ice and stuff?
Yeah.
Landed there on May 25th, 2008, and started sending back all kinds of information. As a matter of fact, when they were all done concluding what information they got, not only using the Phoenix Mars lander, but on this date in 2011, the reconnaissance orbiter was flown around Mars. There was a high-rise camera on it, and it showed the first signs of water. So between digging in the dirt and seeing the signs of water, the conclusion was made that there is life. Not was, is life on Mars. So what do we do with that information? If you were to take off today from Cape Kennedy and get and go to Mars, it would take you about a year to get there. So one would wonder.
I drive fast. I can get there in 6 months.
At the time.
Right. Actually, it's not quite that. It left on August the 4th, 2007. Got there May 25th, 2008. So do the math. That's
about how long it takes me to get to LAX.
Five. Right. Yeah. Up
LA
to 405.
This is rough. Yeah.
Yep. All right. In a moment, we're going to meet Robert Draper. Robert Draper is doing a study on Pope Francis. Those of us who are, I don't know if fascinated is the right word, but certainly interested in what the Pope has to say, this gentleman, who is a contributing writer to National Geographic, is going to bring us up to date from his point of view of following the Pope. So let's find out about the Pope. The Pope. The Pope. We like the Pope. I do. I think that I don't really like much talking about the Catholic Church, but I do think this guy is setting a standard. So we'll find out if it holds water or will he step in it at some point in time. That's up next here on Good Day. Bic knows the importance of handwriting and is on a mission to save it. The act of handwriting can improve a child's self-confidence, spark their creativity, and make them a better reader. Join Bic's mission to save handwriting so that all children can reach their potential. Together, let's see how awesome writing can be, how awesome you can be. Learn how you can get involved and take Bic's pledge to save handwriting at BicFightForYourWrite.com. That's BicFightForYourWrite, WRITE.com.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. I have to get my kids ready for back to school.
Staples has tons of deals, like one subject notebooks for just 25 cents. So they'll be 110% ready.
Wait a minute. That's 10% more ready than 100% ready.
That's right.
Yeah, I was a math major.
I could tell. Make low prices happen. Make 110% ready happen. Staples. Make more happen. Right now, Lexar S50 16GB flash drives are just $6.99.
Offer valid while supplies last. Limit 5 per customer. Ends 8/8/15.
This report is brought to you by the Beer Institute in Washington, D.C. The U.S. beer industry is an economic powerhouse. That's according to a new study, Beer Serves America, released in Washington. Beer Institute President and CEO Jim McGreevy explains.
The Beer Serves America study says it all. Brewers, importers, distributors, and retailers have an economic impact that is both broad and deep. Our industry generates nearly $253 billion in economic activity, produces $48.5 billion in tax revenue, and supports 1.75 million jobs in America. And that's where beer truly serves America. From farmers to factory workers, from truck drivers to tavern owners, beer helps put a wide variety of Americans to work every day. Beer is more than our nation's favorite adult drink. It's a powerhouse in job creation, commercial activity, and tax revenue.
The study, available at beerservesamerica.org, is jointly released by the Beer Institute and the National Beer Wholesalers Association. It shows how beer brewers and importers, from the smallest to the largest, all contribute to our nation's economy in ways that many may not be aware.
On the boat and on the plane, coming to America.
The Pope is coming to America. If you have not heard, the visit is going to take place later this year, I think, isn't it? When is it supposed to be?
Next month.
Next month, that's right, too.
That's later this year. That
it is, you're right. I'm all right.
Good job, Doug.
I'm accurate.
You're on it.
Oh, you know what? I was fascinated yesterday, actually, with
that's
the story.
Nice.
She is entertaining herself.
What is the matter with you? What are you drinking?
Water.
Right.
Infused with.
What?
There was a story yesterday about a new radio station called PopeFrancis.fm, or it's at PopeFrancis.fm.
Hmm.
And I was. It comes about as a result of our interest in this gentleman. Robert Draper is the contributing writer to National Geographic, responsible, if I'm not mistaken, Robert, for the cover story on National Geographic this month. Is that right?
I am the one responsible for that. Yes, Doug.
Good for you. Okay. So what religion are you?
I'm a Protestant, okay. Not a Catholic, but you know, grew up around tons of Catholics, known them for a while. But
some of
was
your
really
best friends are Protestants, right? Okay. The idea, I'm not a Catholic. I'm not much of a believer in religion at all, frankly, and I've been pretty critical. I love God, and I think there's a real, I don't understand how you could believe that there's nothing in the universe that is stronger and smarter than we are. And so that's the direction I go in. So most of the time the Pope has been anathema, just a bunch of baloney. But there's something about this guy that really grabs you. I mean, that may be a little crude, but it is, from my perspective, because he's so good, his message is so strong, he seems to have goodwill all around him. What can you tell us about him that we don't know?
Well, first of all, I think that what you're seeing in this man is authenticity. And for a worldwide leader, and let's face it, that's what the head of the Catholic Church is, to affect authority, but at the same time, authenticity is a kind of rare thing. And for he has this amazing ability to speak with clarity, with simplicity, but also with intelligence. And I think that what's remarkable about Pope Francis, the former Jorge Mario Bergoglio, is that he's not a creature of ambition. He didn't seek this out. He didn't seek out any leadership position that was thrust upon him. He just happened to excel each time that they did. And when he was elevated to the papacy in September, or March rather, of 2013, the cardinals who elected him wanted change. It remains to be seen whether they want the kind of change that he has brought now.
How much authority does the Pope have, really?
Well, I mean, he has the authority over the Catholic Church to basically say this is the way things are going to be, and it's not put up to a vote. He is the head, and it's been, you know, centuries since popes have been overthrown, and so to that extent, he has a great deal of authority within the Church. Obviously, he doesn't have any sort of legislative authority, but I think more than anything else, he has the power of the bully pulpit, and when he speaks before tens of thousands of people, and when he says something like, "Who am I to judge," relating to gay marriage, people listen, and it really does send tremors, particularly through the Catholic community.
So you've done, in this cover article at National Geographic, a look-see at his life back to when he was a child?
That's right. Yeah, he's from Buenos Aires. He's what they call a porteño, which means basically a common guy, a street guy. Mm-hmm. And so you see that in his papacy, a person who, on the one hand, is very comfortable with common people and, in fact, conversely, not very comfortable around the sort of ornate trappings of the Vatican. But at the same time, a very practical individual and someone who understands that Rome wasn't built in a day and the Church isn't going to be remade in a day. He has directly taken on the scandals that have been afflicting the Church relating to finances, the Vatican Bank, relating to pedophilic priests. As to actual doctrine in the Church, it remains to be seen whether he intends to change all of that, but he's changing for now the attitude and the approach of the Church, which has always been so insular, and he's now basically instructing the clergy to reach out, to go out into the periphery, and it's a fairly simple thought. It's something that very much is in keeping with what we read in the Bible, but it has not been the practice of this very insular institution for a very long time, and he's changing that.
Well, so there is the message or the question, it seems to me. What I know about the Catholic Church is that it's pretty backward in its thinking and its direction, and I'm in Boston. The former Cardinal Law, who was basically a crook, got taken out of here and brought to the Vatican to basically be protected from the law. There are plenty of those examples around. Behind the scenes, what's going on with some of these stories? How is the new Church or the new Pope dealing with some of these characters who have been around and basically brought nothing but disgrace to the Church?
Well, there's conflict now under Pope Francis because of the Pope has basically, you know, said to the Vatican, we can't have this kind of hypocrisy such as what you're describing there of these men who are lecturing us on morals, but at the same time being incredible and at times abominable sinners themselves. We can't have any more of that. It sends the wrong message, and it's just wrong. The Vatican's sort of insiders are kind of holding their nose, closing their eyes, and hoping that in 3 years or so Pope Francis will make good on his promise and go away and retire. And it remains to be seen then exactly what he's going to be able to do to institutionally change the Vatican within the narrow time frame that he's allotted himself.
So can he dismiss people at will?
Yes. Yeah, he can. He has. He has. He has banished from the clergy, archbishops, cardinals. Yes, he has done so frequently, and I think he'll continue to do so.
Isn't that the way you bring about change? And that is the way he perhaps in 3 years can bring about the change he's looking for. Or can you find enough people that are like him in that organization to actually mount a serious challenge to their old way of doing things?
Well, look, 114 cardinals voted for him in the conclave, and they essentially gave him a mandate to change. They were essentially saying, we don't want yet another Italian, yet another Vatican insider. We want someone from the periphery, someone in this case from South America. And so, yeah, he has, you know, he has behind him, a mandate and a lot of support, but he has a lot of resistance internally, and you know, that essentially is the conflict that the Catholic Church is facing. And so we'll see if, other than one cleric here and one archbishop there, he can affect a more drastic series of changes.
I wish him well. I think he deserves support. Thank you, Robert Draper, who is the writer responsible for the cover story of the current National Geographic magazine.
Would you like to use your IRA funds to buy precious metals and hold them at home? Are you wary of the stock market, paper gold, or faraway depositories? With a checkbook IRA, you may legally take custody of IRA-owned gold and silver. Visit checkbookira.com and learn how IRA owners in all 50 states have already taken control. Checkbookira.com. Checkbookira.com.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Job interview on the West Coast. It's very important I get down there in a couple of days. Plastic surgery, you know? The truth is, well, they could probably pay me about 20 times what you could afford.
I am the one and only.
Can we work something out, please? I mean, this car has got to be ready by the time I leave, you know?
That's okay.
Yeah. You want to train the pig for the bar?
If you can bark with the pig.
I'm just on my way to Beverly Hills. Plastic surgery. Not that you need any.
The one and only is the name of the song, movie music, Chesney Hawks, from the movie Doc Hollywood, number one movie during this week in 1991. And Michael J. Fox was really on a run then, Chuck, wasn't he?
He was.
Yeah, too bad.
I like that movie, Woody Harrelson. They don't make movies like that anymore because I don't even think a movie like that. I don't even know if a movie like that would make it in movie theaters anymore in 2015.
Yeah,
the marketplace has changed so dramatically.
Yeah, I know. Just look at the trailers. Well, every once in a while there's a good movie that comes along. And I wonder about that as it appears there may be a Downton Abbey movie. We'll talk about that in a minute with Chuck Curry, who will have movie news for us right here on Good Day.
All set. How was your visit with the dentist?
Kind of painful.
Shall we book another appointment then?
No,
wonderful. I'll sign you up for a root canal reward. 10th one's free. You're drooling on my papers.
That's lovely.
How about a rewards program you'll actually use every day? Introducing Plenty. Earn points at lots of places, including AT&T, Exxon, Macy's, Mobile, Nationwide, and Rite Aid. There's Plenty together. Learn more at plentywithani.com. Terms and conditions apply.
Shaquille O'Neal for Icy Hot.
If you've got pain, you need the patch.
The Icy Hot Patch. Powerful, targeted, fast-acting pain relief that stays put without the mess. Icy to dull the pain, hot to relax it away. In a variety of sizes. Back, shoulders, knees, even arthritis. So you're covered whenever and wherever you hurt. Stop pain right at the source with Icy Hot Patches.
Pain's no match for the Icy Hot Patch.
For temporary topical pain relief, use only as directed.
Doug Steffens, Good Day program. Chuck Curry is our movie man. He knows all there is to know about movies and DVDs and videos and that sort of thing, a passion of his in his life. So, Downton Abbey is coming to an end on PBS. The producers are suggesting that a movie is a very likely possibility. We heard that after 24 went away, and then 24 came back as a series, and it looks like 24 is coming back again as another series. So one wonders about these sorts of things.
But it's been done. I mean, Sex and the City made a very, very, very profitable two movies. The first one was more acclaimed in terms of fan embrace than the second one. And then Entourage, not really a moneymaker, but I enjoyed watching it. So, I mean, it can be done. You know, it's interesting, Doug. I was telling my wife this. We watched, in the last two nights, I watched HBO's True Detective Season 2, and then last night I DVR'd, and I watched Ray Donovan on Showtime.
How is that show?
I love it.
Why?
It's a terrific, terrific show. Honestly, it is some of the best work John Voight
I was going to say, I've watched
done.
A couple of the bits and pieces of the episodes. I was a little concerned because it looked kind of violent to me.
It can be, yeah.
Yeah, but Voight seemed... I'm trying to best. He plays a confused character and does it well. Do you think that's a good way of describing it? From the
very,
only
very,
seen?
Very well. And I think his name is pronounced Liv Schreiber.
Schreiber, yeah.
It's terrific on that show. But what I was going to say is the quality in the writing, the acting, and the storytelling on these shows on HBO and Showtime are really so superior for the majority of what you see
Why?
In your films nowadays.
Why is that?
It's incredible.
But why?
Because I think the industry, as I said many times, has just changed direction. They're not interested in story-driven movies. They just want to make huge roller coaster attraction-type movies with huge effects that could play overseas. Now China's become an immense market, gained tremendous, tremendous market share over the last 3 to 5 years, and they just want big-scope movies, and the quality in writing doesn't have to be there, and a lot of the talent has gone to TV, and good for TV, because like Dustin Hoffman said in an interview a few weeks ago, the golden age of television is now. The golden age of movies was 30, 40 years ago.
I
think that's an accurate statement.
Yeah, I guess thinking back to the movies that I watched when I was a kid growing up or wanted to go see, I always wanted to see John Wayne in whatever he was in. I always wanted to see Clint Eastwood and whatever he was in, that kind of stuff. I was trying to think of a woman star that I always wanted to see. Today, if Meryl Streep's on a movie, I want to see it. But I don't know if there are people around at that era that were the...
There's a lot of good talent. It's just the way they make movies is a little bit different.
Yeah, that's a little an understatement. Chuck Curry, he knows what's going on in movies, videos, DVDs. That's why he's here on Good Day with us.
sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.